We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's going to be a good night if it don't cool the hell down up in this room, bro.
That's why I played it.
It's going to be a real quick good. I'm going to tell you right now. Pretty sure Lonzo and I are both going to change shirts immediately after the show.
And I hate I try not to complain really about conditions, but it is it's pretty rough.
I complain all the time.
I am nearly hallucinating. I think I'm on the edge of that. You know, when you go Native American hot box.
I was invited
to go into one of those one time, and I was like, yeah, no.
I feel like if I'm doing it like I know I'm going to do it, health reasons, trying to sweat it all out, like I'm good with that. I did not come here to try to dial in on the two-time South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year while also trying to maintain my sanity because I got sweaty pits. I ain't trying to live that life. And of course, today I went with the tank top undershirt.
Yeah, it was a bad move.
When it shows, it's gonna show.
And no, James, we're not gonna go full Karen. I'm limiting my movements, but we're gonna have that problem when certain parts of your anatomy have heated up too much, and then you go into a cooler room and then it starts to cool down, and it's just the office is gonna be stanky today.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Listen, I don't want to complain because it is nobody's fault. This happens. It's getting hot outside. Air conditioners around the upstate are about to begin the worst time of year for them. It's nobody's fault.
You know,
but as I pointed out to a friend of mine yesterday, just because some people have it worse doesn't mean you're not allowed to complain.
You know who doesn't have it worse? Apparently the music side. I'm not saying conspiracy, but apparently the music side, the air is working just fine.
All right. It is what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we continue with the 2024 Rob Brown Show mock draft. Chicago takes Caleb Williams, number one, Jaden Daniels to Washington, two, and Drake May to New England at three. QBs coming off the board, one, two, three. Wide receivers coming off the board, four, five, six, with Arizona taking Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers going to L.A. to play for the Chargers, and Roma Dunze going to New York for the Giants. At the seventh spot, the first offensive lineman off the board is Joe Alt from Notre Dame. A bit of a surprise pick. Byron Murphy II, a defensive lineman from Texas, going to Atlanta at the eighth spot. The Chi-Town Bears back on the clock at number nine, selected Jared Verse, the defensive lineman out of Florida State University, a big part of the reason that they were your 2023 national champions last year.
No, they were not.
Joining, of course, the 2017 UCF Golden Knights.
To be accurate, they didn't make the playoff.
They won with an undefeated season the national championship.
They won the ACC, which does not make you a winner of the national championship.
Undefeated? Nobody beat him? Nobody beat him? That's all I'm saying. Nobody beat him. All right. I want to get to the next one. At number 10, the New York Football Jets are on the clock. This is a big-time trade-down possibility for New York. There's two ways the Jets go here. Either way, it's to help Aaron Rodgers. They're either going to go skill position or they're going to go offensive line. Because of the fact that they can do that, either wide receiver or offensive line, and because of the classes of both here and because of the run on QBs and wide receivers in the top 10, I think there's a ton of value here for the New York Jets to trade back. And I got to list the teams later on that I think could possibly move up into this top 10 slot. I think the Jets are a big-time trade-back possibility. However, I am not yet ready to say that they will. And because we're not doing trades in this mock draft, at number 10, the pick is in. With the 10th overall selection in the 2024 Rob Brown Show mock draft, the New York Jets select Olufoshinu, the offensive lineman, out of Penn State University. And you can't teach that. I don't love this pick. And I don't love this pick because I think Olufoshinu has gotten to where he's gotten because he is a Hulk. He's a man. Not only is he a big fella going 6'6", 312, he's going to open up in the NFL probably playing about 325, 330. He's a big son of a biscuit, all right? And he's insanely strong. You're not going to find even a lot of D linemen at the NFL level that are going to run past an extended arm of a guy who benches 6,000 pounds like Olufoshinu does. I'll tell you why I don't love the pick, because I think you need offensive linemen for Aaron Rodgers that are mobile. I think you need offensive linemen who excel when the pocket is being moved. And I'm not talking about defensive edge fires off and you got a lineman who can kick. I'm talking about when the coverage is moved, when you're moving the play to the right side, the offensive line breaks to the right. Aaron Rodgers wants to roll left and throw moving to his left. I need the offensive line to move to the left. Olufoshinu does not have incredible lateral skills. And once he gets moving laterally, it creates problems for him for a couple of different reasons. The first is he locks on to blocks as well as anybody in this draft. And that is obviously a big deal. But his movement leads to a forward lean. Once again, I know at this point you're probably getting bored as hell of me talking about the body positioning of players, but it is a massive deal, especially for offensive line. Second thing I have an issue with, because I think he knows that lateral movement is a bit of a weakness, one of the things that I saw in this guy's tape the last couple of days is that he tends to overshoot when he's moving. Here's what I mean. In the run game, for instance, if I'm playing him at the tackle spot, and he will be a tackle, if I'm playing him at the tackle spot, and I've got a D-gap run planned, off tackle inside of a tight end, which means that I know that I need Olufoshinu blocking from the tackle spot down onto a defensive tackle to push him inside. Tight end turns the defensive end. Now I've created an in-game Oklahoma drill between my running back and the linebacker. I'll take that. Olufoshinu will very frequently over-accelerate to where he needs to be, and that leads to a little bit of out-of-control play when he gets there. That's how offensive linemen end up in situations where they're holding away from the play. I get concerned about that. Not the best footwork. Like, he's very happy-footed as an offensive tackle. Now, chopping the feet is important. But once you engage in that block, I need you to be less panicky. And the feet stay panicky. There's a lot of good about this. As a base blocker, pass blocker, he's exceptional. As a pass blocker, he's exceptional. As a pass blocker, he is capable of getting set, getting that first punch, and disrupting a pass rush. We talked about Jared Verse. This is how you stop Jared Verse. This style of play. Second thing, from what I understand, James Franklin described him as a, quote, high production, low maintenance guy. He's a leader. He's a guy you can rally around. He's a guy that does not fly off the handle, does not allow his emotions to take control. He is, as Ted Lasso would say, a goldfish. He's going to learn. He's going to make a mistake. He's going to forget it, move on to the next one. Great base blocker, real good power, a lot of strength in this cat. But if you can get him moving, if you can create a world where he's got to move left and right, where he's got to block laterally left and right, that's where you end up having an issue with him. So we're going Olu Fashanu to the New York Jets with the 10 spot. And that brings us, ladies and gentlemen, to selection number 11. And for the Minnesota Vikings, the pick is in. With the 11th overall selection in the 2024 Rob Brown Show NFL Mock Draft, the Minnesota Vikings, who will trade up. I think this is the only team that I'm comfortable saying they will trade up. They will not be picking here. But if they are, and if they do, with the 11th overall selection in the 2024 Rob Brown Show NFL Mock Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, Washington. That is the big concern. He's also going to be 26 years old when the season starts. He is older than your average draft quarterback in the first round. 6'2", 216. Listen, the guy's got hands. He is very good at recognizing pre-snap pressure and setting offensive linemen around him. His drop to release time is near non-existent. When you throw in a deep ball, like the concept of throwing a football, would you look at that? There's one right here. Concept of throwing a football is when your quarterback takes a snap. And again, these are the things, you got to come to the stream. I'm illustrating everything today. I'm helping you know ball. I'm your professor of ball knowing right now. When your quarterback takes a snap and he's going to throw, if he is going to throw a short range pass or a mid range pass, I want that ball up high and I don't want a drop. I want that ball to come back and forward. I don't want to drop. This was my problem with Tim Tebow. This is why I said Tebow was going to wash out of the league. Because his entire career, when Tebow took a snap, the ball dropped all the way down to his hip. And then it had to come all the way back up and over the top. The drop to pass ratio was just way off. By the time he got the ball down to the hip, all the way back up and around, that's plenty of time for a D lineman to get his hand into the path of travel of the football and the hand that's carrying it. Michael Penix Jr. throws so hard with his arm that he doesn't have to drop the ball down to his hip. The ball stays shoulder level, right? The ball moves backwards. There is a big difference between drop, back, and over the top than there is the ball coming straight back and then over the top. On top of that, Michael Penix Jr. throws a better deep ball than J.J. McCarthy does. He just does. You saw it all year. And if he can do it with Roma Dunze, or sorry, as that play-by-play guy said, Roma Dunze, he can do it with Justin Jefferson. He can do it with the wide receiver core that Minnesota has built. He's got a better deep ball than J.J. McCarthy. He's got every bit as good, if not better, of a mid-range ball as J.J. McCarthy. He drives through his throws as well, if not better, than every quarterback in this draft. When he pops, I mean, when he gets into a throw, he does two things exceptionally well. It's the drive off the back foot. When you see a quarterback throw from the side, when you see him throw and you are watching the side view, one of the things that will give you an indicator of the type of pass this guy throws is how the body is reacting to that back leg. And we've talked a little bit about this earlier. For instance, with Jaden Daniels. One of the problems I have with Jaden Daniels that does concern me, despite the fact I think he's the best quarterback in this draft, is when Jaden Daniels throws the ball on a fade route and some deep routes, he relies on his arm strength to get the ball there. And obviously, that's a big part of it. But he does not get and drive off that back foot. That's what creates ball speed and power. Yeah, no, I saw it. I'm coming to that. But we're on a clock here, you know? We got.
Okay, so what you've done is you've eliminated the, you've lessened the importance of breaking news by not going to
it. I was
going to
lead the next segment with it.
Were you?
Yeah.
Because that's not what, okay, then it's no longer, it's not breaking
sure
news
it
then.
Is.
If you're going to wait.
It's going to be breaking news
if you're
going
to wait like 7 minutes,
how
it's not breaking news.
How long is
breaking
news breaking
anymore.
News?
When it breaks. I guess if it's the first time you're hearing it, it's breaking news for you. But the fact that.
I just saw it on the text.
Okay, well, anyway.
Breaking news brought to you by BetQL. Be a better, better, be smarter, beat the books with our friends at BetQL. And, of course, don't forget to listen to Bet for the Cycle every single Saturday from noon to four on the BetQL network. Reggie Bush is getting his 2005 Heisman Trophy back. He will once again be called Heisman Trophy winner Reggie Bush and not guy who won a Heisman but also isn't a Heisman winner like we all didn't, you know, see it with our own eyeballs.
All right, next, or is Jim Tressel getting his job back?
No, but he can go back to wearing sweater vest.
Okay, because, you know, if the Heisman is okay, then those pants that were traded for tattoos is okay, too.
Traded for tattoos. What an NIL deal, man. What an NIL deal.
Or it would have been in the current state of football, but back then it cost him his job.
That is not how that
works.
Well,
he lied about it. But
Now you're down to the heart of it.
But now he wouldn't have to.
Now you're down to the crux of it.
Now he wouldn't have to.
Now he's just got to go get his players an NIL deal with the tattoo studio.
And there's plenty of them around there.
Hell yeah. I'd absolutely take that deal. Are you kidding me? Reggie Bush, go into the Heisman house. I like that. Good for Reggie. I'm good with it. All right. Michael Penix Jr. Good driver off the back foot. Flip of the wrist, the ball's going 50 yards. He is a deep ball threat. Lonzo, Michael Penix Jr., or J.J. McCarthy?
You know, this is one of those things where you just don't want to play. If I have to choose between the two, I guess I'm going Penix.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be a lot of Vikings fans don't like this pick. I'm telling you, trust me, this is the guy. You give him a jump ball receiver on the outside, he's going to be phenomenal. Phenomenal. When we come back, we keep rolling on. We've gotten 11 picks out of the way. We've got five more to go as we wrap up the first half of round number one of the Rob Brown Show Mac Draft. The Mac Draft here on the Fan Upstate. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Texas says, Reggie Bush, famous for the illegal Bush push and U.S. suck alum, gets favored. How about RT for the NCAA asterisk Michigan getting a slap on the back of the hand for their quad multiple violations? About right for the NCAA asterisk Michigan getting a slap on the hand for their quad multiple violations about the NCAA, about right for the NCAA. The NCAA is a dead man walking. The Reggie Bush scenario is a very interesting one. The Reggie Bush scenario with him getting the apartment deal for his parents and all that. I'm going to say this.
It's a slippery slope, Rob.
I don't disagree. I am going to say this. I feel like, for me, I feel like we probably need to hang out and find out what the NCAA's justification for this was before we start the accusations of corruption, et cetera.
I'm not even talking about that. What I'm talking about is because something is a norm now doesn't make something that was technically against the law as far as college football goes. Now since it's okay now, you can go back and, in some people's eyes, fix something when at the time it was a rules violation. Now, so are you going to go back and fix all the other things that are legal now that weren't legal then?
It's a very fair point. It's a very fair and valid point, and one that is to be honest with you, kind of tough to rationalize, kind of tough to justify. You brought up, and I know it was quasi, but not entirely tongue in cheek.
No, it cost the man his job, and you're right. He did lie about the pants being traded. But in the end, it cost him his job. And there's a lot of, I don't want to say a lot, he is one of the more high-profile guys who lost his job as a result of something that now would be legal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't disagree.
By the way, we were talking about Jim Tressel.
Yeah.
Is what we were talking about.
I don't disagree that it is very fair, very valid to ask about other situations, about people who lost awards, jobs, whatever the case might be, because of restrictions in what would now be covered under NIL rules about recruiting that today would be permissible. I'm air quoting permissible here.
Encouraged almost.
Yeah. I don't think it's unfair to ask if there will be further Reggie Bush-esque situations. Now, Texter points out and has a good point. The Heisman is not controlled by the NCAA. The Heisman is controlled by the Heisman Committee. It is the Heisman Committee's decision. What I am concerned about here would be precedent. If the NCAA is looking at what the Heisman Trophy Committee just did, and they go, all right, and again, I got to be real with you. Outside of Jim Tressel, I'm sure that there are other situations, if I really sat here and dug deep, we could come up with. But outside of Jim Tressel, what else has been vacated that we would, like, really care about, right? Like, all right, so-and-so had to give up X amount of wins. What would they do? Everybody 8-4. All right, I don't care. Conference titles. I'm sure there's some schools that have lost some conference titles and recognition that comes along with it that they would get back if they were to have those restrictions go away, have those changes go away. I don't know. The only thing I'm really super concerned about here, to be honest with you, is precedent. What kind of precedent does this set, and would the NCAA follow precedent that is set by the Heisman Trophy Committee if they decide that this is a large enough deal for them to go back and undo those things? In fact, I think that might be the only thing that I'm truly, genuinely concerned about is what type of precedent does this set that down the road the NCAA might follow? And the answer is, I don't know. And I don't think we can know that. I don't think there's a spot that we will know that until it happens. But now, could it happen? Absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll pay attention to this as we move forward. But let's get through the rest of the first half of the opening round of the mock draft. With the last selection, the 11th overall, the Minnesota Vikings selected Michael Penix Jr., the quarterback out of Washington. Like I said, I just don't believe in the J.J. McCarthy hype. So, ladies and gentlemen, that now brings us to the 12th overall selection, which as of today belongs to the Denver Broncos. And ladies and gentlemen, the pick is in. With the 12th overall selection in the 2024 The Rob Brown Show mock draft, the Denver Broncos select J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, Michigan. I don't get it. Now, Denver needs a quarterback. Do we believe that Zach Wilson's that guy?
Why would you trade for him? I mean, that's the thing.
Because it was a free trade.
Yeah, but
it cost you literally moving one pick back one round. Remember, you got Zach in a seventh in return for a six. You brought in a guy who is a serviceable backup quarterback, and all you had to do was move back like 20 spots.
It tells me that you don't believe there's a quarterback left in the draft that can lead the team, so you went ahead and got Zach Wilson.
Do you?
Well, yeah.
I agree with that.
Well, I don't know. There's a quarterback out of South Carolina that could probably do better than Zach Wilson. I'm just saying.
I don't.
I know, thing, but still, I mean, can J.J. McCarthy? I'm not sure. Just because of the last few games and the lack of confidence that they seem to show in him.
Listen, that's been my big knock. My big knock has been, how are you expecting me to go all gaga over a guy whose own team did not trust him in their biggest games? It is very, very difficult for me to come up with a justification for making that selection. I can't do it. There's a reason that in the biggest games, in the biggest spots, the Michigan Wolverine coaching staff, whether it was Jim Harbaugh or Sherrod Moore, whoever else, did not feel inclined to turn the rock over to J.J. McCarthy and go get it done, big guy. And listen, as I have been doing, I put together my list of strengths and weaknesses for this guy. Here's what I came up with. As far as strength goes, he is absolutely dialed in. We all saw during the championship run his Zen meditation next to the goalpost. For God's sakes, what's wrong with me? Next to the goalpost.
Might be a little hot.
It's freaking hot,
this
dude.
Might be just a little bit.
We all saw that. He's locked in for sure. I don't love when the hypest thing about a QB is their intangibles. Oh, he's real gritty. Yeah, it's great. Can he throw a 12-yard out route? Like, if he can, I don't know. I will say that he has got a lot of experience in a pro-style offense. Some of these guys don't. I will say that he is very good about anticipation of a window opening. We've seen that. But again, you still got to make the decision that's the window I want to go to. That's the guy I got to get to. I don't trust that. So what are the weaknesses? Number one, he gets stuck on the first read. Now, maybe that's a consequence of having Roman Wilson out there with him. A go-to guy, a first-round wide receiver at the National Football League level. Maybe he only went through one read frequently because he only had to. Roman was always open. That is a very distinct possibility. Number two, I think his arm strength is okay at the best. I do not think that he has the same capabilities with the football that a lot of other guys do. And I think that presents down the road a problem for him. Number three, I think he very frequently ends up leaving thrown footballs behind other guys, behind wide receivers. I think he misses targets regularly, to be honest with you. And I think that is a problem. That is one of the big concerns that you have with this cat. The reality that he's not an excellent passer of the football into particular areas. He's just not. What else is wrong with J.J. McCarthy? When he throws a deep ball, he puts like miles of air underneath it. That's not going to do it either. That won't work. I can't have you in a spot where I get you a wide receiver, he pops down the sideline, and you throw a ball that drops more slowly than the Times Square New Year's Eve ball. I can't have that. The ball has got to freaking get there, man. And he's not that kind of arm. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It feels to me like this is a pick that is made out of, well, he won the natty, he must be good. And I don't see that being the case here. But Denver needs a quarterback either to push Zach Wilson to be better or to push Zach Wilson out of the league. I don't have an issue with giving Zach Wilson a second opportunity. And I don't have an issue with him doing it with Sean Payton. But man, I don't like this pick. When we come back, final segment of the show, Las Vegas, New Orleans, Indianapolis, and Seattle. We sprint through those four picks and wrap up the show next on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Final segment of the show, four picks to sprint through here. Get you caught up real quick. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May go to Chicago, Washington, and New England, 1, 2, 3. Then three receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, and Roma Dunze go to Arizona, L.A., and New York Giants, respectively. The Titans select Joe Alt at number 7, the offensive lineman out of Notre Dame. The defensive lineman from Texas, Byron Murphy II, goes to Atlanta. The Bears' second pick is at number 9. They go Jared Verse, the edge rusher out of Florida State. The Jets in the 10th spot select Olu Fashanu, offensive lineman out of Penn State. At 11, Minnesota takes Michael Penix Jr., the quarterback out of Washington. At the 12th spot, J.J. McCarthy, quarterback from Michigan, finally selected by the Denver Broncos. And that brings us to pick number 13. It belongs to Cody Decker's Las Vegas Raiders. And ladies and gentlemen, the pick is in. With the 13th overall selection in the 2024 Rob Brown Show mock draft, the Las Vegas Raiders select Quinyon Mitchell, the cornerback out of Toledo. So do I. There's some growth needed out of this. This is one of the first truly developmental picks that I think is going to be made, but I really do like Quinyon Mitchell. There's a couple of things about his game that are great. He is just a physical player. He is very nimble. He changes directions with routes as well as anybody in this draft. He is a dude who has a real nose for the ball in terms of jump ball routes. You're not going to get a lot of wide receivers that are going to be able to just out jump ball him naturally. He gets up and he scratches at the football. Also an excellent open field tackler. He has the opportunity to not just be a great open field tackler, but to be an ace on punt teams as well. Weaknesses in the game? A couple of things. Number one, I think a great route runner can break him down. He turns the hips too soon. You hit him with a good double move and you sell that double move, he'll fall for the double move. Got to get better at that. Number two, he is not the best at a complicated route cover when he's in man. Like I said, double move guys that have a real feel for it, especially if it's a wide receiver that is given a flex route, that means he can just do what he wants, right? It's the trust between a quarterback and a wide receiver when the wide receiver goes on a route and the quarterback looks and goes, all right, he's playing to the outside. I know my guy's going to break in. If he is covering a guy like that, that is making up the route as he goes, Quinion Mitchell can get beat by that. He does not have great route anticipation. He's going to have to get better about learning what he can look for in the body of a wide receiver to tip him what direction he needs to go. And I think those are the things that he really needs to work on at the next level. I really do like the pick, but like I said, this is a development first-round pick, which you don't love to hear those words together. First-rounders should not need to be developed. But when you see a guy that has got the ceiling that this guy's physical properties give to him, this one I'm actually okay with. That brings us to pick number 14. On the clock, your, my, our New Orleans Saints have the number 14 selection. And ladies and gentlemen, the pick is in. With the 14th overall selection in the 2024 Rob Brown Show mock draft, the New Orleans Saints select Talisa Fuaga, offensive tackle out of Oregon State. You give me a guy at offensive line that is over-aggressive, and I can make something out of him. You give me a guy that overshoots blocks because he's trying to murder a defensive lineman, and I can make something out of that guy. The Saints got to go offensive line. The offensive line is falling apart. Trevor Penning never worked out at the left tackle spot. Ryan Ramczyk at the right tackle may never play football again. They're still waiting to see what this offseason shapes up to be for him. I love this guy. He is not just a behemoth. At 340, one of the bigger incoming first rounders across the offensive line, but phenomenal pass block set. This guy, when he kicks that leg back, he just kind of glides into that spot, and it is hard to beat him. Very active hands for an offensive lineman. A lot of offensive linemen, they're going to try to get the mitts on you and then lock them in. This guy is going to respond. What that does, when a guy goes and tries to lock in on you, if you got a great defensive lineman, hit you with the swim underneath the arm, hit you with the bull rush or the swim up top or the rip move up under the arm. This dude keeps the hands active. You might catch a hand and knock it off. It's coming right back. The hands stay wildly, wildly accurate. He is also very anticipatory of defensive linemen. He understands the moves they're most likely to make. He anticipates them, and he flows along with them. But he is a pass rush or a pass block specialist. I'm concerned about that. On the run block, there are a few problems. Number one, he stands up off the block. Lonzo, offensive line coach. What happens to an offensive lineman in a pass block if they stand straight up off the snap?
They get knocked back into the quarterback.
He does stand up tall. Again, this is something I can coach. You go get that old, remember the big iron square with the bars across the top?
It's a cage, man.
Yeah. That old drill.
I got knocked out going through the cage.
I think everybody does once.
No, I literally. My helmet was too loose in college, and an All-American guard nailed me with the pad, and I woke up on the back of a golf cart. It was fun.
The cage was a big steel square with an iron roof, like bars are solid, and the drill was to teach you to fire low off the football because you would get in a 3 or 4 point stance on one side, and the goal was to get through that cage as quickly as possible. But if you rise up, you're taking a nap.
And there's also, you got to keep your head up when you come out, which is what I did not do.
Yep.
That's why I got, yeah.
It is not just run, it is run and look and see your target. My coach used to do the drill. We would do that. And what he would do, great one, is while you were running from one end of the cage to the other, he would have a sign and he would flash it, and he would have a word or a picture or whatever, and he'd flash it at you. And when you came out the cage on the other side, you had to tell him what was on his little cheat sheet there. And if you couldn't, back to the end of the line, do it again. And you would run that drill over and over until you got through the cage in one movement and you could pop out the other side and say, it was a horse. The word football, whatever. You had to tell him what it was, and that's how you got through it.
I hope his writing was good.
That was awful. Like a drunk doctor. Like a particularly drunk doctor. Couple of things I am concerned about. He can be when it is a slide protection. He's not excellent at slide protecting. Sometimes leans too much or not quite enough into his feet, and he gets a touch off balance. And the good news is it's only for a second, but 1 second can make all the difference in a pass rush. Talisa Fuaga going to the New Orleans Saints in the 14th spot. Let's go to pick number 15. Jim Irsay not going to be in the war room as he continues to recover from his medical issues of not too long ago. He's turning it over to the fellas, and they have sent me the pick. The Indianapolis Colts pick is in. I love this pick. I love this pick so much. I love this landing spot for this guy, and I love the guy he's hooked up with the 15th overall selection in the 2024 Rob Brown Show mock draft. The Indianapolis Colts select Brock Bowers, tight end, University of Georgia. I love this for Anthony Richardson so much. Tight ends are a young quarterback's best friend. Tight ends are every quarterback's best friend when you get into certain spots. Brock Bowers can be a beast for the Colts. I love this spot. I love this pick for Brock Bowers. So, strengths and weaknesses. The strengths, almost everything. Almost everything. I do have a couple of weaknesses. The overwhelming majority. Brock Bowers, to me, first off, I will be shocked in the real draft on Thursday night. I'll be shocked if Brock Bowers is available at 15. I will be blown away. Somebody's trading up to go get this guy. I was trying to come up with a comparison. Initial thought was Travis Kelce. I don't think he's Kelce. You know who Brock Bowers reminds me of? Great one. George Kittle. He's more of a Kittle guy. A phenomenal pass catcher. Not a great route runner. It's the one profile aspect that we've had so far that I've actually disagreed with. He's not an excellent route runner. He's not very savvy with the routes. Precise route runner. The problem is for a tight end, you are running into the most jam-packed area of the field. I need you not to run the precise route. I need you to run the route where the coverage isn't. If it's a dump route, a seam route, a trail route, whatever, I need you to recognize, all right, that's where that guy is. I need to stay. I need to move over here. The tight end spot, when they are not designed as the primary pass catcher in a route, the tight end spot is designed to be the escape valve. It is designed to be the oh crap button.
Chris Lewis, whoever that may be on the stream, says Shockey.
Shockey's a great
comparison. Jeremy Shockey.
Great comparison. I think Shockey was a little bit more adept in the blocking game than Brock Bowers is. He is not an excellent run blocker. Gets himself in good position, but gets beat very frequently in the run block game. That is my concern. But he is so damn valuable as a pass-catching tight end. The last guy that I think in terms of ability to catch that I've seen him compared to is Kyle Pitts, now with the Atlanta Falcons. I think Brock Bowers is a better pass-catching tight end than Kyle Pitts. The only reason Kyle Pitts is that guy is because he had the height and the size. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, we wrap it up with the 16th selection, the Seattle Seahawks. The pick is in. Seattle Seahawks in a much less sexy pick. They go with Troy Fountainou. He is an offensive lineman out of Washington. This is a guy I really thought about taking for New Orleans, but Fuaga's just a beast on the outside. We will break those picks down, including a little more talk on Brock Bowers, because I think this guy might be a standout selection in this draft. And we'll run through picks 17 through 32 tomorrow, which is draft day. Ladies and gentlemen, send us your thoughts at the Rob Brown Show. For Lonzo, I am Rob. We'll see you back here tomorrow to do it all over again, but better on the Rob Brown Show and the radio program later.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.